Yes, sir. Next case, please.
The next application is case 11903. Ann and Michael Harding seek a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure for a medical hardship. Sections 115-23A and 115-210A of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Hollyville Road, approximately 1,179 feet south of Montjoy Road. The 911 address is 26265 Hollyville Road in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 21, Parcel 169.01. Again, it's a special use exception for a medical hardship. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Michael Harding, 26265 Hollywood Road in Millsboro, Delaware.
Okay. You wait right here.
Ann Harding, 26265 Hollywood Road in Millsboro, Delaware.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hi.
Good evening.
How are you?
Very well.
Ma'am, could you pull that microphone down? Because you're very soft-spoken. Thank you.
Thanks.
She's not to me.
Well, hey, you're not home either.
we're asking for a variance to have to put a trailer or a camp or something in our backyard for my sister is mentally handicapped. And my mother is 84. They live together. They're both widows. And we had a real scare with my mother in November. And she said the only reason she survived it was so she could make plans for my sister. So we wanted to get this taken care of to make my mother happy. And we don't know when, but I don't think it's going to be very much longer before my mother passes. But my sister is mentally handicapped, and she will need me to take care of her medication, make sure she takes it every morning. I work from home, so I'm home all day. So both of us do. And I'll have to make sure she gets her medication in the morning and noontime and lunch and dinner time. Because if she doesn't take her medication, she has some issues. Mm-hmm. And so she's not able to live alone. She has things like short-term memory. She can drive somewhere, and she could drive back, but she may forget what she was going for. But she has issues of this nature, too. And she doesn't want to live with my brothers because they're married and have their own families. So she and I have always been close. I'm 3 years older than she is, and we'd like to. My husband, fortunately, said that it would be okay if she lived with us, but we can't live together. We have to have our separation. I love her, but I love her from a distance, too. I think we'll have a better relationship with that little bit of distance.
Okay.
My name is Michael Harding. The proposal that we're trying to do is to buy either a four-season camper or possibly a park model trailer and sink that into our backyard. I didn't realize you had cool little screens and stuff up there, but this is kind of a picture of our house. I don't know if, can I bring it up? Are you okay with that?
You can. If you do, it's going to be submitted into the record, if that's okay, anything that you have like that.
Sure.
And what I would suggest is that you give it to Ms. Cornwell there at the end, and then she'll
pass
send
it down
to all of us.
And before we go too much further, and because he mentioned a three-season mobile home, I think that
a four-season.
It cannot be a camper.
Right.
It would have to be a manufactured home.
Yeah.
Is what is allowed for a medical hardship.
Manufactured home being a single-wide mobile home.
Single-wide
or okay. Double-wide.
Okay. But not a pull-behind camper type of.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So I just wanted to make sure before we proceed that you know if that was your plan, then they can't do it.
We really didn't know exactly what we were allowed to do and not allowed to do. So we were just kind of looking at options for her.
Fair enough. The question before the board. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it'd be a trailer, single wide.
So what we got an estimate for was a camper type of hookup for septic, which at this point we were told by our builder that we could if we were going to put an addition onto the house or a...
A garage.
I don't know how it would go for a real mobile home, but we could add in another tank to our septic and add a little bit to the drain field. However, I don't know how that would work with the dent wreck and all that mess.
Right.
You were going to add on to your home now?
Well, no, that wasn't my hope. We were just hoping to have something that she could take with us in the event that we have to sell the house and she still has hers. In other words, our house is worth about $265,000. We bought it for about $186,000. If we sold it today, we would be able to make enough money just for ourselves, but we wouldn't be able to really give her anything. Even with an addition that we put on, the house still wouldn't be worth any more than the $265,000. So we needed something that she technically could take with her if we just had to move for some reason.
But she really couldn't go by herself anywhere.
Well, she could sell the mobile home and then use that money to... The family would just have to go through this again and try to figure out what to do with her.
It's hard to get someone to take a family member, you know, when you have your own family and one's the second marriage and younger kids and, you know, things like that. So
You understand, that mobile home is all we're...
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's fine.
So having said that, the only question before this board is, will that request substantially adversely affect the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? And that's the only question that you have to answer for us.
No. We talked to the our lots are 150 feet across, and we talked to the four neighbors, two on each side, and they were fine with it. They had no issues, or they would have been here.
Okay. All of them were very impressed by the fact that we were willing to take care of her, so.
Okay.
She's over there most of the time anyway, so.
And why do you feel that it won't substantially affect adversely? Because it's a temporary use and that it's a rural area? Is that?
Well, we have cornfields behind us and cornfields in front of us.
Okay.
And we're on Hollyville Road. There's you know, on one side there's houses, but the other side there's not most of the road, but up a little bit further. And there's a chicken plant up there at the end now, too. Not a chicken plant, but a chicken farm.
Okay. So you've answered that question for the board, and I think reasonably well personally. As for the other members, I don't know. But let me explain to you that if we are to approve it, there's rules. And the first rule is that if we do approve it and she lives there, then if she no longer lives there, it has to be removed from the property.
Yes, we were told that to begin with.
And if we can approve it for a maximum of two years. And before the end of the 2 years, you need to come back to the office for each subsequent year to renew that. Yes.
Okay.
Because if you fail, then you'll be back for us again. After it'll cost $100.
Well, what might if we were first?
And they mentioned anything about the year of the trailer to get?
Oh, we don't know anything.
Gotten that far.
Okay. Well, then, and
you
we
tell
can,
us what we need to do, and we'll comply.
We'll do
you
know, what we have to.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, it might make sense to perhaps leave the record open for the limited purpose of having them give us specific information as to what it is they're planning to put there,
right,
so that we can make sure that's clear in the findings. We usually have something that
makes sense.
Okay, that's fine. Because we didn't know what we could or couldn't do, because we looked at some things and people said, well, they bought this, and then they were told that their mother can't use it, so she had to give it back. So we were like, oh, we're not going to do anything.
Right.
We're just trying to plan ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's what we'll do then, folks.
We would like pictures of the mobile home, too.
When you get it.
We would like to see some pictures of that.
To
see what it
looks
like.
Is there a requirement for the year or the size of it?
5 years? Well, they're not the size.
No, there's not.
Not for a medical hardship.
No, typically, let me explain that typically it's
5 years.
If it's a new
placement,
double wide mobile home.
Single.
If we make an exception for a manufactured home on a property, it's typically got to be 5 years old or newer.
Okay.
But we have made exceptions where they're older than 5 years, but they've been well maintained.
Mm-hmm.
So we can leave the public hearing open for the purpose only of you providing us with a picture in a year of what you intend to buy.
Okay.
Okay, you, and in fact, you can come before the board, they can put it on the agenda, or you wouldn't even need to do that.
Okay.
You could just submit that to the office, they could provide that to us when you do that, and then we can make a decision.
Okay.
I have what's called a park model, which I'd like you, if you don't mind looking at it.
I would say, why don't you discuss that with the office after, you know, tomorrow or whenever, later in the week, and they can advise you as to what you can or can't put on there.
Okay, so we should find the trailer that she would like, and then get a picture of that and have that approved.
We can, if you get with the office and they'll work with you.
We can make a...
Okay, I can just stop in the office every day.
Stop and see Mrs. Cormier or any of her staff.
So is that what you would like us to do?
Yeah, I think so.
Leave it open, give you a chance to gather the information you need and submit it to them.
Yeah, because now we know what we have to look for.
Okay.
That's what we'll do then.
My sister was complaining about having to live in a camper anyway already, so we haven't done anything.
Well, you made her happy in the night, well, okay.
We might live in it.
Just a couple questions, I guess, for the applicant, Mr. Chairman. One, I'm guessing the property, just by looking at it, I just want to make sure I'm clear for the record. It's about 1.3 acres,
yes,
thereabouts. And from what I could tell from your drawing, there is a septic system that I believe is in the front corner down by the road. Is that right?
That's
our well.
The well is near the top. Then there are three X's on that. Those are for a geothermal, and where the mouse is about where the septic field is.
Okay, all right. And I guess one point that when you have that mobile that you've selected, we'll also need to make sure that it meets the setback requirements. So when you bring that into the office, when you drop that off, make sure that we have something that shows that it's going to meet the setback requirements. They can verify that with you to make sure that you meet that, so that you don't need to come back to us for a variance in any of that regard. Only thing that is here for today is the special use exception. So that's just to allow you to put a mobile on the property.
Okay.
And they can tell you what your setbacks are.
Okay, super.
All righty.
Super. Okay, gentlemen.
You know, we're going to just have to get a motion into...
We need to ask if any we're against.
Huh? Is there any person who's here that are in favor of this application? No? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, then I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in regards to case number 11,903, I make a motion that we leave the record open, the hearing open, only for the purpose of the applicant to provide us with a picture of what they intend to place on the property and the year of that structure.
Okay. Excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 11,903 open for the purpose of you presenting a picture of the mobile home and the year of it. Okay. To the office so we can really look at it.
Okay.
And all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 All opposed? And the motion is carried. Case will be open.
Okay. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.
And ladies.
Gentlemen, that is everything that we have then for tonight. If there's no other business before us, then we're open for adjournment.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And all opposed? Motion carried.